This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Welcome everyone. Inshallah, we'll be getting started soon here. This is Sister Alina. If you all can let me know that the audio sounds good and the screen is visible. Okay, so waiting on some of these comments here. If you have been keeping up with us, then you know we have been reviewing our workbook from the 10-day Dream Big course that Ustad recently did, going over the basics of Arabic grammar. Okay, alhamdulillah, all good. Let's go ahead and begin. Today we're going to be starting on the rules for harf jar. Is everybody clear on this? Last time Ustad Jawad did until page 26, and he covered most of sifa for you guys. So harf of jar is pretty easy. As we know, it makes things have a kasra form, which is the line underneath a letter, right? And the harf of jar, the effect it has is that it makes its ism jar. So whatever ism it claims, that ism has to have a kasra on it. If you remember, kasra is the line again underneath the letter. There is no long distance relationship, meaning that if you have a harf of jar, whatever is after it is immediately going to be your ism of jar, right? And we're going to learn what that's called on number 4 here. But before we get to that, we have number 3. There are 17 harf of jar. We will learn 11 that are in the Quran. And the harf of jar is also called the jar, and the ism that makes it jar is called the majrur, right? So it's ism, the one that the harf claims. This is my ism is called majrur. So we say jar majrur when we see it. So we did this in class, if you all will remember. We recited some of these. We have ba, ta, and the way we read it just for the kind of the rhythm is we say ba, but technically it is b, right? So when we memorized it as dream students, we did ba, ta, kaf, lam, waw, and then min, fi, an, ala, hatta, ila. Ba, ta, kaf, lam, waw, min, fi, an, ala, hatta, ila, right? And then ba is actually b. When you look at it, b means with. We have ta, I swear by Allah only. And ka is a comparison. Lam, the pronoun la, all else li. And then we have wow, the oath, not the wa for an, so it's different. This one also is going to be li here. Actually, sometimes it can also be la, if we're, that's what this means, if it's attached to a pronoun like lena for us, right? We have from, because of, slash because of, which is min. Remember, it's not mun. Mun means who. We're on page 27 today. And then we have fi, which is in and about. An, about and away from. Ala, on, upon, or against. Hatta is until, and then ila is to or toward. All right, additional notes. When attached to a pronoun, the lam is pronounced la, like we said lana, otherwise it is li. For example, we have lakum versus li rasulin. If we have any questions on the harf of jar, please go ahead and put them in the comments. Don't confuse the harf of jar lam with the lam for emphasis. The lam for emphasis does not make isms jar. For example, la nahnu. All right, so does everybody understand what la of emphasis is? It's basically when you add this letter, it's trying to show that this word has a lot of like weight to it. And the way we can tell la nahnu is not a harf of jar in this scenario, and it's an emphasis lam is because this is the whole pronoun. This is not an attached pronoun, right? La nahnu versus lana. If it was lana, we could say, oh, maybe this is harf of jar. All right. And then lana is over here, our example. Okay, how can a good question, how can we find the difference between the oath wa and not wa, like for and in the Quran? It's going to be really obvious usually because we only swear by Allah. So if you see wallahi, right? And the other thing is if there's a kasra on whatever is after the wow, then you know that it's an oath wow, right? Because this wow is a harf of jar. It's going to affect its ism and make it have a kasra at the end. Whereas the normal wow, like the and wow, does not have any effect on its own. Sometimes it carries effect, but it does not cause any effect. Does that make sense? All right. If you guys need the answer key, it should be emailed to you. It should be in your email as well. I just want to confirm one more time that this is where you all have left off from, is page 27. All right, let's go on ahead. Don't confuse the wow with the connector wow. We just went on there. When min and an are attached to ma, they are written as mimma and amma. So we get rid of that little noon that would be here. Min ma becomes mimma. Amma should become amma, okay? Amma. When attached to a pronoun, ila and ala are pronounced with a ya. For example, so we add a ya with it, alayhi or ilayka. Instead of alahi, alahi, it flows better to have a ya there, alayhi, and ilaka, ilayka, okay? All right. Identify if the following are harf of jar fragments. Bilhaqi is a harf of jar here. Ka'asbim, because the ka means like. We have number three, which is bihamdi. You can see how the ba is affecting the word hamdi. And number four, we have two of them. Bihijaratin, the ta has your kasratain, or one kasra can also work if it's light. And we have min sijilin, right? So again, that kasratin is coming with our min, and we know min is a harf of jar anyway. So sijilin is going to be our majroor. Li kulli humazatin. Li is our harf of jar, and kulli is majroor. Number six is min khawfin. Khawfin is majroor here. Min is our jar. Fi jidiha. So if you look in number seven, you can see that there is a idafa happening with gd and ha, right? Gd is the mudaf and ha is the mudaf ilay. And gd is the is majroor to fi, okay? So gd is separate from ha. It's not one word together. It's an attached pronoun on that word. We have fi din illahi, another idafa here, with dini being the mudaf and the word Allah, lafdul jalala, being mudaf ilay. Dini is going to be majroor to fi. It has that kasra on there. It's light, as it needs to be a mudaf, okay? Number nine. Fi amadin, pretty easy. Fi is our jar, amadin majroor. And then ala ta'ami. This is also another idafa chain. Wa min sharri. So look here, wa and min together, we know that wow is not a oath wow. It is a connector wow. And then min sharri, min is going to be your jar, and sharri is going to be majroor. Number 12, we have ma'al usri. Ma'al usri here. Ma'a is our it's our jar, and al-usri is our majroor. Should have a red circle on there. And then we have number 13, bi ashabi is going to be the ba here is the majroor, is the jar, and ashabi is majroor, and we have a idafa chain. We have li rabbika, an attached pronoun is on this word, which is the ka. And we have li, which is our jar. Rabbi is majroor. Is that making sense to everyone? Number 15, حتى ما طلعي. That's our حتى is جار. ما طلعي is our مجرور. And من أعطى. من أعطى is not one of them. It is not a harf of jar because it's من. And actually, number 12 actually is not one either. Yeah, that's going to be something else that you guys will learn, I think, pretty soon. Ma is something else, so disregard that, please. 12 should not have any circles on it. All right. Let's continue. All right, primary rules for harf of nasab. Number one, the harf of nasab makes its ism nasab. Again, nasab is your fatha or your fathatain, and it can tolerate a long distance relationship. Yes, Muhammad Ziyan, that's exactly correct. It is ma'a is comes under special mudaf, so that was just me getting my wires crossed. But yes, that is special mudaf. It is not a jar majroor. All right, let's continue. So what do we mean by long distance relationship? We mean that it doesn't have to take the one right in front of it. It doesn't have to take the ism right in front of it and make it nasab. It can be after a couple of words. That's when its ismuha is there. That's when you have your harf of nasab, you know, and its ism nasab what can come much later. So we have layta, or the way that we had memorized it is in this pattern. Inna, anna, ka'anna. Layta, lakinna, la'alla, bi'anna. Okay, so this is a fun way you can say it. Again, you can do it however way you want. Just kind of say it to yourself and create a rhythm and a rhyme that you can follow in your head. So inna means certainly, anna means that, ka'anna means as though. And we have bi'anna, which is because. Alas, layta is expressing regret. So alas, this did not happen. Lakinna is however, and la'alla. We see this in the Quran a lot. All right, the nasab form of the pronoun ana, ana, which is I, is ni. And the nasab form of nahnu is na. So if these are your ismuhas, you're going to use ni and na if you want to make them nasab. When attached to a harf of nasab, these can be written fully or the na can be dropped. So it can be innani or inni, and innana or inna. These are both the same, innani versus inni, and innana versus na, inna. For example, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا. Okay, this is inna, which is your harf of nasab, inna, which is ismuha. Then inna anzalnahu, indeed we sent it down during the night of decree. Inna is actually innana, right? But we're missing that extra noon. Innani versus inni, right? Inni ana rabbuki or rabbuka, which is in is your harf of nasab, and the ya there is going to be ismuha. And innani is our last example here. Determine if the following contains a harf of nasab fragment. Number one has anna, so that's yes. Number two has innahum. Inna is your harf of nasab, and hum is ismuha, so that's yes. Innaha, we have inna, that's going to be yes. Number four is inna ilayna, inna, and then ilayna is your, or actually the harf, the ismuha is iyabahum here. This is a long distance relationship. All right, let's continue. We have number five, fala'alla, and then ka. So this is a yes. La'alla is our harf of nasab. And then we have number six is lan nadiruwa. Lan is not one of the harf of nasabs. If we go back to our chart up here, inna, anna, ka'anna, layta, lakinna, la'alla, bi'anna, it's not in there. Lan is going to be a no. Number seven, inna shani'aka, inna is short, and this is part of our harf of nasab. And we have number eight, ثم إن علينا حسابهم. So إن is present here. And then after that, we have علينا, which is your جار مجرور. حسابهم, حسابا is your اسمها, اسم نصب. Okay. Number 9, إن يقولون إلا كذبا. So this looks like it's harf of nasab, right? But it's not إنا, so it will not be harf of nasab. Be careful with the ins. And then we have number 10, له وليا. There is no harf of nasab present here. Even though you see that there's a fathatain here, right? There's two lines on top. We don't see the harf of nasab that's causing it to happen, so we can't say that this is a part of the example. And Laiba, could you clarify which ayah are you talking about? Are you talking about over here? Inna anzalnahu. Just let me know and we can go over your question. Number 11, wa saddaqa. So there is no a harf of nasab present in this example as well. Number 12, an lan or al lan yaqdira. Again, this is going to be a no. We have number 13, inna ja'alna. Remember, inna and innana are both the same, so that can work. That's yes, that's a harf of nasab in the inna. And then we have inna al insana. Again, the inna is present, and al-insana is the ismuha. Man bakhila is going to be no. Remember that even if we have a min is from jar and majrur, and this is man, so it does not fit into that category as well. It's just going to be a no here. We have number 16, no harf of jar present, and narum mu'sada, so we're going to leave that. And number 17, Anna ashab al kahfi. This is going to be yes because you have Anna. Anna mala'ahu. This is also going to be yes because there's Anna. And then Inna hadha. Also yes because of Inna. Number 20 as well. Inna ma'al usri yusran. The Inna and Yusran. Inna is your harf of nasab and Yusran is your ismuha. All right, any questions on this page? And for 97.1. So remember, inna versus innana, right? Those are both the same. So that attached pronoun of na is going to be your ismuha. Does that make sense? 4, 8, and 7. So number 4. Yeah, where is nasab? So inna is your nasab here. And then your... I don't want to stamp this. I want to highlight. Let's see. This is your nasab and this is your ismuha, iyaba. Okay. Number 8, inna is your harf of nasab and this is the ismuha, hisabahum. So this is what it means by long distance. There's something in between them. They're not right next to each other. And 17, Anna is just right next to it, Ashaba. Okay, Selma, your question, we're going to get to that as well. As we continue, it'll become more apparent to you once you learn like the signs of what looks like a fi'l versus what usually looks like an ism. And then as you learn vocabulary, it'll all become apparent, inshallah. So it's only hisaba because hisaba is mudaf and hum is mudaf ilay. So even within that, there is like a chain going on. They're not one word. Does that make sense? It doesn't affect both of them. It affects one of them. Harf of jar examples from the Quran. These are all pretty self-explanatory. Do you guys have any questions on these? Bil mu'minina qalu tallahi. This is the test swearing by Allah. And 20 is ma'a nasab. No, it's not. The nasab for 20 is yusran. Ma'a is something else. I'm not sure if you guys have covered it yet. Ma'al-Usri is its own thing. So try not to go too far ahead. You're going to learn this all, inshallah, with time. I will give little hints here and there that, oh, this is something you're going to see soon, or this is something a little different. But try not to, go too far into it, because we haven't covered all of, all of how all the fragments and sentences can work sometimes. Okay, so long distance means as long as you have a harf of nasab, right? Whether that's inna or anna or any of the others. And then it's the one that it's affecting is farther away from it. That's what it means by long distance. It's not right next to it. So a lot of these are examples, like number four. Inna ilayna. Ilayna is a jar majroor, right? And iyaba is over here. There's something blocking them. They're not right next to each other. That's what long distance means. All right, let's continue. Ka'asfin, we've seen this example before. And walakum. The wow here, I know we had a question regarding that. This is the and wow, right? It's not the swearing wow. We can tell that because it has a jar after it too. So the lam is going to be your jar and kum is going to be majroor. That's like a hint for you, because your harf of jar cannot be long distance. You guys have to keep that in mind. Harf of nasab has that ability, but harf of jar does not. So whatever harf of jar is affecting, it has to be right next to it. We have wal asri. The ra is showing its majroor status with the kasra there. This is what a kasra is, that line underneath the ra. We have min anfusikum. So anfusi is your majroor. Al-qisasi is your majroor in this example. Yas'alunaka 'anil anfali. Al-anfali is your majroor. And then wa'ala Allahi, lafdh al-jalala, is in the majroor status here. And then matla'i is your majroor. Hinan over here. And yahdi ila rushdi. Any questions on these examples right here? And while those are coming in, let's go to our harf of nasab example. Okay, everyone, I'm still here. You guys can hear me. I think my internet just went out for a second, but we should be fine. And screen should be coming up momentarily. Okay, so Laiba, why would yas'aluna be making kajar? Can I ask you that? What kind of word do you think yas'aluna is? All right, if you could answer that for me, I will go back to your question, inshallah. Last thing you guys probably heard me say about inna Allaha, how the ha is showing the nasab status because of the fatha there. We have annahum. Anna is your harf of nasab, and hum is your ismuha. كأن في أذنيه وقرا. أن is your حرف of نصب and وقرا is your اسمها. ذلك بأنهم same thing أن and هم. يا ويلتا ليتني. So this is a great example of the word ليتا in the Quran showing its nasab status. Okay, and then we have لكن البر البر فتحة here and لعلكم the كم is going to be your اسمها. Okay, so Laiba, I think you might have been asking about up here, يسألونك. يسألون is actually a verb, and so it's not a harf of jar. Remember, the only way you can make something jar is if there's a reason, right? So there's nothing in here that's a harf of jar that would make ka jar, if that makes sense. All right, we have pointing words. It's asma'ul ishara. All right, let's read our chart. هذا هذاني هؤلاء هذا هذيني هؤلاء. This is for your dual نصب or جار. هذه هاتاني هؤلاء هذه هاتيني هؤلاء. So for two ladies that you're pointing at, نصب or جار. ذلك ذانك أولئك ذلك ذينك أولئك تلك تانك أولئك تلك تينك أولئك. نصب and جار, they share some forms of these pointers. All right. To make a fragment, the pointer must be followed immediately by al. So if you have hadha, it should have al after it. And four properties of the pointer, the ism al-ishara, and pointed at, musharun ilay, must match, meaning their status, number, gender, and type. All right, a question. Can I say that after harf of nasab, the first nasab I find is the one I choose? Yeah, you can say that for now. Yes. Yeah, we're about to go over some more examples of asma'ul ishara. Also, if you guys have any concerns regarding materials or registration, please reach out to our support, contact@bayina.com. Okay? They should be able to help you out if you email them. All right, if we have فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. So you see how this is a pointer and it has alif lam on the word it's pointing to. You might ask me, why isn't this feminine, right? The feminine is different. It's hadhihi. Well, al-bayt is not feminine. The ta is part of the word. So it's just going to be hadha here. All right, then we have fi hadhihi al-hayati al-dunya. So al-hayati has ta marbuta. It is a feminine word, and we use hadhihi. They match in all four. All four properties. Fi is also making hadhihi become majrur, right? And that makes whatever it's pointing to also become majrur. So that's how it shows. Remember, we said in nasab or jar, it looks like hadhihi, right? And in feminine. So this is how we're going to write it. I'm not sure if I can make the cursor bigger, unfortunately. Okay, we have هذا القرآن. هذا is pointing to the word القرآن. Usually our default is that the status is going to be رفع and القرآن is also رفع, right? So this makes sense and there's no space between the pointer and what it's pointing to. Remember, what it's pointing to is called the مشارون إليه. Then we have tilka hududullahi. Tilka is feminine because the word hudud is a non-human plural. So we're going to make it, treat it as singular feminine. That's why we're using tilka here. Ulaika ashabu. Ashabu is going to be plural. So we're using the plural form of a pointer of hadha. Oh no, excuse me, of dhalika. We're using ulaika over here. And then we have هذه ناقة الله. هذه ناقة is a Tamar Bhutta showing that this is a feminine, singular feminine. We're using singular feminine for the Hada form as well. Determine if the following are sentences or fragments. Remember, a fragment is something that is incomplete. You need more to kind of finish it. So this should be pretty easy. We have bihada al-hadithi. So this is a fragment. Number two, tilka ayatul kitabi. Or ayatul kitab al-hakim. This is considered a sentence. It's not just left with more information needed. It says, okay. The page number that we are on is 31 right now. Number three, هؤلاء القوم is going to be a fragment. And number four, هذه سبيلي, this is a sentence. All right, then we have number five. ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا, that is the enjoyment of this life. This is considered a sentence. Number six, تلك الدار الآخرة. It's kind of left off, it's not finished, so we would say it's a fragment. Number 10, وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ. Going to be a fragment, it's incomplete. And then number 11 is هَذَا رَبِّي. And this is considered a sentence. Is everybody understanding the difference and why one thing is a fragment and one thing is a sentence? Number 12, inna hadha al-Qur'ana. So we have inna, and then it's ismuha, which is hadha, and hadha is pointing to al-Qur'ana. So that one is going to be a fragment. Number one is a fragment. And then we have number 13, fi hadha al-Qur'ani, a fragment as well. Number 14, inna hadha aduwwun laka. It's going to be a sentence. And then number 15, تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ. This is going to be a sentence. We have 16, هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ, a fragment. 17, هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. It's going to be a sentence. And number 18, هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ. Is going to also be a sentence. Okay. Any questions here? We can only judge either this fragment by knowing that. No. So here we have the distinction, right? Which some of your classmates have also written in the comments, is that if the pointer doesn't have alif lam, it's a sentence. But if it does, it's going to be a fragment. Does that make sense? It also kind of, you can tell when the ayah is more complete and when you have some of that vocab, right? That it's a sentence. But for right now, a good rule of thumb is that alif lam rule. All right, let's go on to our jumla ismiya. So today we're going to try to find the invisible is. If you remember that there is no word for is in Arabic, it's just kind of implied through your sentence structure. So independent pronouns are usually followed by is, meaning ana muslimun. In English, we translate it and we add our own am or is in the middle, right? I am a Muslim. We don't say I'm Muslim. One question here. Kuntum sadiqina should be ism because of harf of jar, but it's fa'il how. I am confused, Soma. If you can let me know where exactly you're seeing that. What confirms it's a sentence is after your pointer, you do not have alif lam. The word Allah would be considered one word without. So the word Allah, if I'm remembering correctly, it already has alif lam in it, but it's considered it like a proper name too. So it's just, Yeah, it's one word. You would never add alif lam to it, is my point here. Yeah, alif lam in the front. Yeah. Okay. So, like, if we go back to our examples, look at the sentences. Inna hadha, and then what it's pointing to, aduun, does not have a alif lam on there, right? But it, if it was a fragment, it would like be hadha al hadithi up here. All right. Now, look, this is expanding upon that concept. When you have a pointer word and it's followed by other than alif lam, hadha baytun, you add the is in it. That's why it becomes a sentence, right? Hadha, hadhal baytu. Who can translate if I added alif lam here? Hadhal baytu. What would that translate to? So hadhal baytu is going to translate to this house. But when you don't have the alif lam here, it becomes an is, this is a house. It becomes a sentence. Very nice, very good. All right, number six. Rosna, is this in the previous page? The concept again, you guys can check it out on page 31. Alif lam's here, tilka daru. It's going to be a fragment because there's alif lam. Okay. When you remove the is and when you add alif lam here, it becomes this house. And if you don't have alif lam, you add is. This is a house. Remember, we're looking for where is the invisible is, which environments does it exist in? It exists when there's a pronoun, when there's an independent pronoun in a sentence. It exists when there's a pointer word without an alif lam that it usually has, then you have an is there. On number three, the harf of nasab and is ism is usually followed by is. So, inna Allah, indeed, Allah is. So the harf of nasab and its ismuha has is after it usually. And we have proper followed by common. So a change in status is followed by is or are, depending on how the context is in English. Al-kutubu saghiratun, the books are small, right? But if we said al-kutubu and then al-saghiratu, that would be something different. We're going to learn that in just a few minutes here about, or actually, you guys already learned that with Ustad Jawad, right? Is your mawsuf sifa. If they match in all four properties, then they kind of describe one another. All right. And then number five, a break in the chain. Ar-rajulu fid-dari. So we have ar-rajulu, which is your typical, it's default rafa. And then you have a jar wa majroor. Fid-dari, there's an is between these two. They're not related to each other, so we add an is here. The man is in the house. Okay. Let's continue. Okay, these are examples of the Quran that we've seen. Any questions on these examples? These are additional, extra. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. That is, there's no alif lam here, from the signs of Allah. إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Indeed, يَأْجُوج and مَأْجُوج. Indeed, يَأْجُوج and مَأْجُوج are corruptors on the earth. You see how there's an is after the ism and it, or the harf nasab and the ismuha. A chain means that if there is like a break in the chain means if there is a pattern going on that doesn't continue. So if you have a, you know, for example, something that's rafa and then you don't have something else that's rafa in front of it and it's not continuing, there's actually a harf jar in front of it. That's kind of considered a break of the chain here, a break of the grammar chain. Al-haqqu min rabbika. The truth is from your Lord. So that's an example, right? You have your Rafa a word, and then there's a break, and there's a jar wa majrur after it causes an is in between. Ilahukum ilahum wahid. Your Lord is one God. Okay, this is a mudaf, mudaf ilayh, and the ilahum wahid is your mawsuf sifa, and there's an is between them. Ana aktharu minka mala. I am more than you in terms of wealth. Ana space independent pronoun is or am. Dhalika Isa ibn Maryam. No alif lam here, proper name. That is Isa, the son of Maryam. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. So perhaps you, and then بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. I actually don't remember what بَاخِع means. But there is a break in the chain over here. بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. أَنَا رَبُّكَ. I am your Lord. And then أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You are مُسْلِمُونَ. The independent pronoun has the R is in between it. Make sense to everyone? Alhamdu lillahi. Alhamdu, all praise is due to Allah. You have jar wa majrur here. Wa huwa al-ghafur al-wadudu, and he is independent pronoun. The is comes after. Inna hadhihi tadhkira. Verily, this is the reminder, or this is a reminder. Okay, does this make sense? Verily, this is. Inna is your harf of nasab. And hadhihi is your ismuha. Huwa Allahu, he is Allah. And then wallahu min waraihim muhit. And Allah is right here because there is a break in the chain. Again, you have your jar wa majrur that comes in the way. Does that make sense, Farhat? Okay, we're on page 33 now. We're going to look at our past tense fi'ls. This is going to help you determine, hey, is what I'm looking at a fi'l or is it an ism? Okay, so we did this chart in class. Let's read it again. Huwa nasara, huma nasara, they two, hum nasaru, hiya nasarat, huma nasarata, hunna nasarna, anta nasarta, antuma nasartuma, antum nasartum, anti nasarti, antuma nasartuma, antunna nasartunna, ana nasartu, nahnu nasarna. Any questions on this? And let's continue. Qultum has antum in it. This is the attached pronoun, or not the attached pronoun, but the form of the verb. Do you guys understand how you got to qultum? It's because of here, nasartum. See that? And then qul, you just add that here and you'd add this. So it's not an attached pronoun, it is just part of the form of the verb, okay? Number two, amma arda'at. Does everyone see how this is kind of formulated? You go back to your chart and you see nasarat, arda'at. They kind of follow the same pattern. And so it shows what is inside is hiya. Number three, we have nafaqu. What does this match? Nasaru, right? So that's how we get home in there. Even if you guys don't know these verbs, you can still look at what pattern are they following from my nasara chart. And you can still find what the pronoun is. Okay. Number four, we have ja'alna, right? Nasarna, so that's nahnu. Tawallaytum, okay? It's going to be antum again because of qultum and nasartum. We have khalafna, the na becomes nahnu. Okay, we have number seven, ushribu. We have the waw there at the end with the sukun on there, so it's going to be hum inside. It's hum. Ihtazzat wa rabat. Look at all these ta seconds, right? These are going to be your hiyas. We have number nine, aqrartum, is going to be antum, and then khasirad dunya, khasira, huwa, right? It's not khasirat, rat. That would be hiya. So does this make sense? How we're matching our words to our nasara chart. Very good. 11. Tilka ummatun qad khalat. Here you have your ta with sukun attached. So it's going to be hiya. Number 12, حق عليه القو or عليه العذاب. Excuse me, it's my remembering a different ayah right now. So حق is going to be هو. Number 13, ولكم ما كسبتم. Again, you have تم at the end, shows that there is an inside أنتم. And then we have number 14, اختصموا في ربهم. They argued with the او at the end there, so it's going to be هم. اختصموا, that's what it means, is to argue. إذ تبرأ الذين اتبعوا. The واو سكون is going to be هم here. We have كان on number 11. Which number 11 are we referring to, Fatima? Yes, this is page 34. Is this looking the same to everybody? Okay, let's continue. Number 16. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا. The waw sukun and the alif at the end give away the hum for us. اتَّخَذَتْ. It's going to be hiya here. Because of the ta sukun. In our version, number 11 is كَانُوا. Is كَانَا. Okay, interesting. If you can write down the whole example for me, I can work with you guys on that one. Okay, number 18, we have كَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ. It's just like there's nothing really added to this verb. Usually that shows you that this verb is going to be هُوَ. Okay, there's no تَ سُكُون, there's no أَلِف added or anything like that. All right, let's go to number 19. فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَا. It's going to be هُنَّ over here. And then 20 is kuntum. The tum gives away antum inside of this one. Number 21, fabalaghna. The noon with fatha here, short noon, shows that it's hunna. Number 22, fakhanata. Over here, there is a alif on the ta. The word is khanata. And then we stretch to khanata. It becomes huma. Does that make sense to everyone? Number 23, تعلموا. The waw sukun shows that there's a hum. And then إني دعوت قومي. The ta dhamma shows it's أنا. Number 25. لمتن. Here we have our noon shadda with alif. Usually that is indicative of your feminine verbs, right? And then we also have the ta there as well. So lum is your like the verb that's kind of been cut short, and then we added tunna to it, so it's going to become antunna over here. And then we have number 26, rawattu is going to be ana, and qala is huma, and ittaqaytunna is antunna again because of the ta dhamma and the noon mushaddada with fatha on there. All right, if y'all want to tell me what that, you can type it out, what that example was on number 11. I can go over that with you. That's different for you if you see it. All right, let's continue. Number 35, attaching pronouns to fi'l. So this is what we're saying, is that sometimes a fi'l is conjugated inside, right? They carry some kind of meaning inside. And sometimes they also have a pronoun attached to them. Okay. So let's read this. Recall that pronouns attached to fi'ls are nasab because they are details. So any pronoun you see that's attached to a fi'l has a nasab status. Wajilat laiba is going to be hiya because you have your ta sukun. Okay. To translate fi'ls with attached pronouns, you have to identify and ignore the attached pronoun. So ni, translate the fi'l by itself first. Nasara means he helped. Then translate the attached pronoun by itself. Ni means me. And then put it all together. He helped me. So this is to help you not get confused. First, recognize what the attached pronoun is and ignore it for a second. Translate the first part, second part, and then put it together and make it nice and easy. He helped. Nasara, he helped her, nasaraha, right? Nasartu, I helped, nasartuhu, I helped him. So look, we have this example. We're both conjugating the verb to whatever, to who's doing it, right? If I'm doing it or they're doing it or you all are doing it. And we're also adding an attached pronoun on who it's being done to, which is the who here. All right, and then we have she helped Nasarat. So the Ra should have a fatha here, guys. And then Nasaratni, Ra, Nasaratni. You're never going to see two sukuns like this. So the Ra should have fatha. She helped me. Allamna, we taught. And then we taught all of you is Allamna kunna, all of you females. We taught all of you. Allamtuma, both of you taught. And then Allamtuma huma, right? This one looks a little confusing, but that's. We know huma is an attached pronoun. Let's ignore it. Allamtuma, you both taught, and huma means them. You both taught both of them. That makes sense to everyone. All of you taught allamtum. Now let's look at this example here. Allamtumuna. Na is your attached pronoun, ignore it. Allamtum is going to be all of you taught. The reason why they add this wow here is like for kind of like for it to flow better. It doesn't really sound nice when you're saying Allamtumna. It should stretch. Allamtumuna, okay? So that wow, you don't have to get confused by it if you know this, that it's Allamtum and the wow is added. They said qalu and qalu who they said it. Circle the attached pronoun. We have cat in number one and hum in number two. Fadhabahuha in number three, the ha. And number four, akrahtana, the na at the end. Fajalnaha. Okay, and this one you might be tempted. Oh, let me circle the na here. But there is no verb that really ends with the sukun like that, and so you know that the na is part of the conjugation of the verb, and it's not an attached pronoun here. The ha is, and you're never going to have two attached pronouns next to each other. It just does not happen. Tuma is not an attached pronoun because if you look at our attached pronoun list, it's kum and kuma, okay? So it's not tum. Tum is a conjugation, and tuma and tun and tunna, tunna is all a conjugation. Does that make sense? When they want to become attached pronouns, they switch to ka. Number six, qataltumuhum. Again, we have that wow added for a better sounding, better flowing verb here. Number seven, khalaqnakum. The kum is your attached pronoun. Wajadtumuhum, the hum here, even though there's a wow added. Qultuhu, ha is your attached pronoun. Number ten, ataytumuhunna. Hunna is your attached pronoun here. Akbarnahu, the ha is the attached pronoun, and nasarakum. Kum is your attached pronoun here. Nasara is your fi'l. Okay, if you have an example that says kataba alayhi, the he is your attached pronoun. Translate based off of English cues. We destroyed her. Okay. Ja'a. Hum. He came to them. Thaqulat. The ta shows that it's a feminine verb, but the reason why it's feminine is because mawazinuhu is a non-human broken plural, and so we're going to treat it as singular feminine. His scales became heavy. So remember that your fi'l is matches in terms of gender. For the word that we're treating, and then we also treat it as singular because of that exception to the rule. There is not always an attached pronoun to fi'ls. Sometimes, right? We say thaqulat. All right, let's go four. Makanakum. Makana. We settled. You all. Kum is you all. Number five. Ma mana'aka. What or he did not forbid you. Okay. Yes. Thakulat is feminine, yes, because it has tamarbuta on there. Okay. I mean not tamarbuta, excuse me. I mean tasukun. It has tasukun. What's number three, right? We said mawazinuhu. Mawazin is a non-human broken plural. And so we treat it as singular feminine, and that's why thakulat is singular feminine. Because mawazinuhu, nu is mawazinu is your doer. Okay, let's continue. Number six, aghwayta. You put an error, and then who? Me. Me is me, right? So you put me in error. Let's go to number seven. And let's actually try to follow our method with this one, right? The ka is attached pronoun, ignore that. Tabi'a, it means to follow. It's in the huwa form. So he followed in the past, he followed you, ka. Now we translate ku or ka to you, okay? That's number three is translated here. His scales became heavy. This is a correct translation. Okay, let's continue. Number eight. فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ. وَسْوَسَ is your verb. It's in the هو form. And in this case, it has an outside doer, which is the word الشَّيْطَانُ. It has a dhamma, so it shows it's the doer. So Shaitan whispered to you, to both of them. لَهُمَا. هُمَا is both of them. Okay. And if this was you all or you two, it would be كُمَا with a كافر, right? But it's not. So to them, هُمَا. Number nine, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. قَاسَمَ is our verb. It means to swear. And it's in the هو form. So he swore in the past to both of them. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ. ذَاقَ is the verb, but it has an elif after it. So that means that it's in dual, like for two. They both tasted الشَّجَرَةَ, the tree. Okay? Number 11, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We wronged ourselves. ظَلَمَ is your verb and it's conjugated with the na to mean نَحْنُ, ظَلَمْنَا. Number 12, أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُمْ. أَخْرَجَ means to expel. And then we have min al-jannati. There's no dhamma here, no rafa word. So he expelled abawaykum, your in the dual form, your fathers from Jannah. Abaway is the dual form for fathers, and kum is you all. So you're all fathers from Jannah. Number 13. Wa'idha fa'alu fahishatan. When they do, or when they did in the past, when they did evil. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا and then إِذَا makes it present وَإِذَا so when they did. Number 14. أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ. أَمَرَ means he commanded, and then رَبِّي is actually our doer here, and its dhamma form, its rafa form is hiding because of the attached pronoun. So my Lord commanded me with justice. Number 15, man harrama zinat Allahi. Harrama means to make illegal. Man means who has prohibited or make illegal, made illegal the adornment of Allah. Ja'a ajaluhum. Ajalu is your doer of ja'a, so their appointed time came. والذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها. والذين كذبوا and those who they denied are signs or verses واستكبروا and they were arrogant about them or against them. Does this make sense? All of these examples. Okay. Go to page 37. Fill the blanks with the appropriate pronouns. Also, today we're going to be doing a little bit extra time until we get to page 39. So until we finish there, we'll still be continuing class for a little while. Okay, number six. We want to explain number six. Okay, what is confusing here? Mana'a is your verb, and it means forbid. And then ka means you, and ma is a tool of negation. So if there is no ma here, it would be he forbade you. He forbade you. But since ma is here, it negates the verb. He did not forbid you. Okay. Number 15. Harrama is your verb. It means he made illegal. Okay. Man means whoever. So we can add that to our translation. Whoever made illegal the adornment of Allah. Does that make sense? So number 15. Number six, we just went over it. Any other questions regarding it? That was ma mana'aka. Number five. Oh, I'm so sorry, Fakiza. Okay. Thank you for catching me on that. Number six. Agwaita. Okay. So agwaita is your verb. You can see that ta fatha on there, right? And the ni is your attached pronoun. Okay. So agwaita is you put me in error. That make sense? That ta is showing us that it's the you form of this word. Okay, is that okay, Pakiza? The you came because there's a ta here. Alita. Like nasarta, right? It shows anta. That's how. Okay, there we go. Alhamdulillah. Number 17 and 16. Okay, so 16 is, what is the attached pronoun? There's really no attached pronoun with number 16. Not with the fi'l itself. The attached pronoun is on the doer. So ja'a is just by itself, right? We don't always have to have an attached pronoun to the fi'l. Ja'a means he came. But ajalu, if you have a fi'l and then you have something with a... And the fi'l is in the huwa or hiya form, right? And something in front of it is rafa. It's going to be the doer of that fi'l, right? So ajalu is the doer. So before I would say he came. Now I have a doer. I would say the doer came, right? Now what is the doer? Is an appointed time. Ajalu means an appointed time, an appointment, right? And then hum is attached to it. Hum means there. So their appointment came. Their appointment came. Does that make sense how we're translating that? Okay, number 15 as well. If you guys have any specific questions about these examples, that might be helpful. Or if you just want me to repeat it, I can as well. But we will have this playing on our Facebook and YouTube. So it's recorded and on there if you want to look at it again. But we have من حرم زينة الله, right? حرم is your verb. And من, we use it to help translate whosoever prohibited the adornment of Allah. Okay, so for number 17, كذبوا is your verb, meaning they denied. The waw and the alif at the end shows it denial. And then بآياتنا, with our signs, is just part of what we're going to translate here. It's one of the details of the sentence. واستكبروا, again, that waw, sukun, and the alif at the end. They show that it's hum, so they were arrogant about it. Okay? All right, let's continue on to the next page. Fill in the appropriate pronouns. Fill in the blanks with the appropriate pronouns. All right, is there anyone that we had a question on here? Okay, so we have the word khalaqa. Khalaqa is in the huwa form. So he created, and then kum is you all. جئتكم, جئتو, the ta dhamma shows the u here, right? And it shows that it's the ana form because it's nasartu and جئتو, okay? جئتكم. And kum again is all of you. متعتاهم, the ta with the fatha is anta, right? Very nice, Bakiza. Very good. Number four, جعلناكم. جعلنا, we, and then كم is for you all. وجاءتهم, the ta with sukun shows that tahia, and she came to all of them. Sometimes fa'ils will carry meanings of two. And that's just kind of inferred. Sometimes you don't need the ila in between. Okay. فجعلناها, we made it female. عقلوها, who is the hum. So who or hum and they understood him or it. فذبحوها, they slaughtered it. مستهم, she touched all of them. آتيناكم, we gave all of you. ظلمونا, they wronged us. فأخذتكم. Okay, so here you could write she seized it, but remember that sometimes we refer to something that's an it with a female pronoun. Sometimes the word itself is like a non-human plural, so we need to use a female verb for it. And so here we wrote it seized all of you, and whatever it is referring to a female word, right? And let's continue. Number 13, نجيناكم. We rescued all of you. Then we have فضلتو. The two shows Anna, right? With the u nasartu. So I favored all of you. Number 15, فأخرجهما. أخرج is in the huwa form. He expelled both of them. And علمتنا, the ta fatha is in the u form, and then taught us. عرضهم, he brought before them. And بعثنا, we raised all of them. Honestly, over here, if you wrote, we raised them, I think the reason why they wrote olive is because the word batha is not like raising, like, making big, but to raise upward, and raised all of them kind of for gives that meaning. So that's kind of some extra information. If you didn't know that, that's okay. Let's continue. Akrahtana. Akrahta is you, with the ta fatha at the end there, forced us. Fa'aqaruha, hum, with that waw, sukun at the end. And if you notice that the alif that usually comes with fa'aqaru, usually there'd be like a little alif right in here, or not a little alif, it's like a big alif, right? It goes away whenever you have a attached pronoun there. But it still gives the meaning of they. They hamstrung her or it. فأنذرتكم. I warned all of you. أنزلناه. We sent it or him down. أطعناكم. What do y'all think about this? أطعنا, the noon, short and tiny with that one alif on there. It's not stretched. It's going to be they feminine. أطعناكم. What if this was you all, feminine? أطعتنا. Nakum, or atatunna kum, atatunnakum would be you all feminine, and ta'nakum is they feminine. Akhladahu. He made it or him immortal. Faja'alahum. He made all of them. Faja'ala, he made all of them. Is going to be them here. أعطيناك, we gave you, and then آتيتموهن. You, so this is تمو, this shows you all gave them. هن is feminine here. 23, we need help on 23. So the noon with the fatha is أطعنا, which is هن. It refers to هن inside. They feminine obey all of you. Does that make sense? كرهتموهن, you all hated them feminine. قتلتموهم, you all killed them. نصركم, he helped all of you. فتقبلها, he accepted her. وأنبتها, and he caused her to grow. And then طهركي, here purified you, feminine. طهرة is just the original verb. There's really nothing done to it, nothing added to it. It's in the هو form. جئتو, again that ta dhamma shows the ana form of this verb. جئتكم, I came to all of you. And then كذبوك, they lied against you. كذبوا and ka. So I know we have some questions kind of referring to other pages today. We are kind of have a lot to cover, so I can't necessarily go back to other pages. I would say hold on to those questions. You can direct them to our dreamta@bayana.com email, or you can wait for our last session if we have some extra time. We can go back to those pages. Otherwise, I would recommend look at our previous videos and try to see if those will answer your questions as well. Okay? Let's continue. So let's go over our fi'l mudari. This is our present tense, meaning something that is happening right now. And just be sure that you know what form the verb is taking, meaning we add a ya fatha and we end it with a dhamma on the last letter as well. The third letter also has dhamma, so just pay attention to the form that that verb has taken now. Nasara has now become yansuru. To become present, you add that ya and that those two dhammas at the end, right? So we have huwa yansuru, huma yansurani. We add this alif and nun kasra. And again, don't forget that ya fatha in the beginning to make it present tense, to make it mudari. Okay. We have hum yansuruna, yansuruna. We add the waw sukun and nun fatha at the end. Hiya tansuru, that ya has suddenly become a ta in the beginning. Huma tansurani. In the feminine, we have ta and we have the ani there, right? And then yansurna is hunna because there's a ra with sukun, or that fourth letter has sukun, and then you add that nun fatha there, right? Does that make sense? This is page 39. Anta tansuru. So hiya and anta look the same, and context will usually fill you in on which one it is, okay? And then antuma tansurani. Antum tansuruna, ta and the una ending. Anti tansurina, ta and the ina ending here. Antuma tansurani, ta and the ani at the end here. And then antunna, you all feminine, tansurna. Okay, ta and the urna. So any verb that you have, right? Put it in this, for the most part, put it in this to into this present tense and see how it would look, right? Nasara, we put it into the present tense form and it becomes dan or yansuru, right? For the huwa, suddenly that first letter becomes a second because of the ya, and we add sukun, and then we have two dhammas again on that, on those last two. So really, for what you guys can review while you wait for our next session, is the molds and the accent marks, what goes on what for each form. That's going to help you a lot to recognize these. Lastly, we have ansuru. Ansuru has a hamza in the front, and the sad and ra have dhamma. And then we have nansuru, we help. Not so it's a noon and the noon and sad and ra. We don't have any noon at the end, right? So you see a lot of times with the present tense, you have changes in the beginning of the word, not really that much at the end of the word, although sometimes in these plural forms you do, right? And for tansurina as well. So here becomes nansuru, nasarna, and the present tense becomes nansuru. Let's look at the definitions of these. We have he helps, okay? It's really important that you make it present, not that he helped in the past. He's helping now, he helps, right? And same thing, they too help right now. And they help, not they helped in the past, they help now. Hiya tansuru, she helps. And again, they too feminine help. And then they females, they help. Or they are helping, either or. Anta, you help. Antuma, you both help. Antum, you all help. Anti, you help. Feminine for this one here. Anti. Antuma, you too help, or tansurani. And then tansurna, you feminine help, all of you ladies help. Okay. Ana is going to be ansuru, I'm helping, and nahnu is nansuru, we help. Okay. So this is where we're gonna stop for today. Inshallah, next time on Saturday, we will start with page 40, and we're gonna go till the end. And then if we have time for questions at the end, we'll take those as well. Jazakumullahu khairan, everyone, for joining me today. Inshallah, we will talk very soon in the next class with Sister Hannah. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Bismillahi wal asri, innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.